Please note, we are unable to play the songs referenced in this episode due to the legal stuff on this platform. For the full immersive experience, listen to DYUHWW on Mixcloud.com or play the songs on your favorite music streaming platform.
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work? Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work? Do you understand how words work?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today
with Ms. Nina Davis.
Greetings and welcome to Do You Understand How Words Work? Where we explore and expound on words and phrases infusing musical and spiritual context for the enhancement of the collective. That's all of us. Because if we don't know what we're saying, we should probably stop talking. I'm your host, Ms. Nina Davis. Keeping it real and holy as we journey together and ask the question, do you understand how words work? Because there's a lot of misuse and misunderstanding out there on how words actually work. Some humans never think about how words work. They just use them, casually tossing them here and there, without ever wondering about the impact of their choice and delivery of words. Well, we are going to think about, discuss, and apply context to some words and phrases often abused and or misused in our society. So, get your stylus and touchscreen device of choice, or pen and paper if you're old school, because life-changing information is imminent. In this episode of Do You Understand How Words Work, we ask the question, do you understand how freedom works? That's right. We are diving into the plethora of meanings for the word freedom. Of course, we will look at the spiritual aspects and how do we make it ring? Freedom, that is, because, you know, let freedom ring. All I hear are and no ringing. This episode is packed with information, context, and perspective. Plus, the music is banging. Do y'all know how many songs there are titled Free or Freedom? A lot. Which reminds me, take our freedom survey today. It's available via our website or by scanning the QR code in the YouTube video. Ms. Nina enjoys analyzing the data and sharing the results with all of you. So give me your opinion in our quick anonymous survey. All right, in today's segment, or part one of Freedom, we will define the word freedom, discuss the different types and levels of freedom, and discuss how free our world is or is not. We have statistics on all the countries, and we are going to discover how world freedom, including things like economic, press, and democratic freedoms, influence our perception of freedom.
It all sounds like so much fun! Ms. Nina Davis, we can hardly wait!
Oh, I know, little shining lights of joy. So let's jump right into it. All of us are familiar with the word freedom. Our experience with and feelings about certain freedoms will differ because we are all different. However, there are some common ideas, truths, and goals we can all agree on when it applies to this seven-letter noun. The word freedom has several definitions due to the many ways freedom can be applied. For our purposes and discussion, let's agree that freedom denotes the ability to make decisions for oneself without restraint. so long as it doesn't interfere with another human's ability to do the same. Freedom is also being released from slavery, incarceration, and some relationships. Every language I could find has at least one word for freedom. Libertad in Spanish, liberté in French, vrijheid in Afrikaans, eleftheria in Greek, hofish in Hebrew, uhuru in Swahili, frihet in Swedish, just to review a few. The original root word of freedom is the Proto-Indo-European word pri, P-R-I, and is from about 4000 BC, and it meant to love or to please. You're welcome for that little extra game show knowledge right there. Basically, the idea or philosophy of freedom has been around as long as humans have been around. Now is a good time to discuss some different types and levels of freedom. Starting with the easy ones first, we are not going to cover all the types of freedom, but we'll hit the major ones. I hope y'all are taking notes. First up is intellectual freedom, which can include academic and scientific freedom. Intellectual freedom is the ability to study or learn the topic or topics of our choice without interference or hindrance. Of course, there are some limits and constraints on the level of academic freedom we might experience as individuals, depending on other contributing factors. It is not the same for all of us. Intellectual, academic, and scientific freedom can depend on resources, geography, and other factors like race or gender in some countries. Then there is artistic freedom or freedom of expression. Also, freedom of speech might be included here. This can be a fun freedom and all should enjoy it, but sadly, depending on where we live, we may not be able to create the type of art we'd like to due to restrictions impacted by geopolitics, religion, or some other outside circumstances. Also, depending on the difference between our self-expression and those we live with, we may also be restricted in how and when we can express ourselves. Ms. Nina enjoys loud music to kick off a creative session, but she wouldn't do that when everyone else is asleep. Sometimes even freedom has limitations. More on that later. Another freedom that gets a little more complicated is economic or financial freedom. This type of freedom can also look different based on your geographic location and earning potential. And maybe how much of that academic freedom we exercised. Most would consider financial freedom as not owing more debt than they can repay. Some consider economic freedom as not having any debt, paying for everything in cash. Others consider financial freedom as the ability to provide for themselves and multiple generations after themselves. Extra credit question for the comment section. Is financial stability a higher priority than artistic freedom? What y'all think?
I have some thoughts on that.
Yeah, me too. Don't get me started. Speaking of, do we get paid for this?
Aww, sweet little lambs. You all will be paid beyond what you can imagine by our Father in Heaven for your eagerness to participate. For now, stay focused. That question was for the tribe. We have two more types of freedom to discuss. Up next is political freedom. This one is tricky because in some cases, if certain types of politics are allowed to govern freely, other types of politics will be subject to repression or oppression. It would be difficult for a full democracy political system and an authoritarian political system to both work freely together. The tenets of each make the application impossible. One will prevail over the other. eyes are eagerly watching to see which one wins in several major countries all over the world today. The last major type of freedom we'll discuss is religious freedom. Again, this one, depending on the amount of freedom each religious doctrine has, can significantly impact the freedom of others to practice their religion of choice. Most humans want all other humans to practice the same religion they practice, but that's not how religious freedom works. And just because I'm having so much fun, here's another question for the comments. Does practicing your religion of choice make you feel free or restrained?
Don't say anything this time. She's not talking to us.
Okay.
All right. While y'all ponder and discuss that, let's take our first music break. Relax your mind and listen to the lyrics of I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free by Ms. Nina Simone. For those of you that don't know, that's where the Nina in Ms. Nina Davis comes from. Enjoy.
You know, God made me funky.
Do you understand how words work? Nina Simone took teaching through music seriously. That's one of the reasons she is an icon. The lyrics that impact the most for me are, I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. Is true freedom being able to see things through the eyes of others? Being able to walk in someone's shoes? If we recognize all other humans as human beings first, would it be easier to love them as they are and respect their autonomy? For some, the control over others is way more important than the freedom of others. Okay, we have discussed what freedom is, some different types of freedom, and how to say freedom in several languages. Still to come, we will discuss what freedom looks like around the world based on certain factors and indices. But first, let's dissect and rate a few quotes on the subject of freedom. First up is Virginia Woolf. She says, "Lock up your libraries if you like, but there is no gate, no lock, no bolt that you can set upon the freedom of my mind." This quote falls in the intellectual academic freedom category. And it's mostly true. No one can physically control the function of your mind, brain, or consciousness, meaning we are free to think what we want to think. We are free to read and learn what we want to learn. We are free to develop our own ideas, thoughts, opinions, and philosophies based on what we think. However, mind control is a thing, and physical coercion can make one agree with things they do not practice or believe. We should mention Virginia was from a time when things were different. She lived from 1882 until 1941 in London, England. And throughout her life, she dealt with some of her freedoms being abused and challenged. Sadly, she ended her own life. Out of 5, we'll give VW, Virginia Woolf, 4.5 stars. A public service announcement from Do You Understand How Words Work? For those who contemplate suicide and those that love someone who contemplates suicide, please reach out for help. You can call 988 or 911 if you are in the United States. Please seek help dealing with the things that weigh on your mind. You are not alone. You are loved, and you would be missed terribly. Please stay on this journey with us. It's not easy, but together it's better. If we stick to it, we win in the end, even if we have to take a few L's in the process. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. The next quote is from Ralph Ellison, who says, "When I discover who I am, I'll be free." Ralph, an African-American writer who lived from 1913 until 1994, is the author of the infamous book titled Invisible Man. If you have not had the pleasure of reading this one, do it. It's worth it. Get the audiobook. Back to the quote. "When I discover who I am, I'll be free." For us here at DYUHWW, this speaks volumes. We have to acknowledge the feeling of not knowing who we are due to our history and ancestry being annihilated by the transatlantic slave trade. Not just slavery in America, though it was some of the most brutal. Not knowing where we come from or our lineage and family history can leave us feeling disconnected and therefore restrained from actually realizing freeness of the mind. Fun fact, Ralph Ellison was named after another American writer, Ralph Waldo Emerson. It's sort of poetic he became a writer too. We rate "When I Discover Who I Am, I'll Be Free" 5 stars. And yes, we're biased. Sorry, not sorry. Next is a quote we found on the internet by an individual we don't know, but we like the way they think. This one and the next 3 come from essays in response to the question, "What is freedom?" from the magazine Philosophy Now, back in 2021. The quote says, "To become free, we must first seek knowledge of the way things really are and then put ourselves into the correct relationship with that knowledge." This quote is credited to Paul Vitals of North Vancouver, British Columbia. That's all we know about him. The quote is on point for us. How do we even know what freedom is and how to get it without knowledge? I know it's cliche, but knowledge really is power. We must seek knowledge and then self-correct. This quote gets a solid 5 stars also. All right, up next is from another regular human being we know very little about. Paul Stearns of Blinn College, Georgia, quotes a quote in his response to the question, "What is freedom?" He says, "Give me freedom or give me death is not actually a choice, for we are all dead without freedom." When we stop and think about it, this, though morbid, is true. Without certain freedoms, we would die from the inside out, both figuratively and physically. Paul's assessment of the quote, "Give me freedom or give me death," earns him a solid 4 stars. The original quote by Patrick Henry in 1775 was in support of the American colonies gaining independence from Great Britain. We'll rate the original quote 4 stars as well. The next essay quote is from Douglas Gruthuis, who happens to be a professor of philosophy at Denver Seminary. This quote follows his explanation that freedom can be considered metaphysically and morally. His quote says, "Judeo-Christian theism is one worldview which fulfills these needs, given its claim that humans are free moral agents who answer to God's objective moral standards. Mostly, this is agreeable. We only caution that Judeo-Christian theism can be taught in ways that do not actually align with the ideals of freedom." We award the professor 3.5 stars. Okay, our last quote from the essay responses in Philosophy Now comes from Nella Leontiva of Sydney. Again, that's all we know. Not even sure if that's Sydney, Australia, or Sydney someplace else. There are multiple places on our planet named Sydney. Ask AI if you don't believe me. Anyway, the quote says, "I believe that the real tragedy is not in that we as human beings have the freedom of choice, but that we freely choose to be unfree. Without true freedom, we lose our humanity and bring suffering on ourselves. as illustrated in this and all the other tragedies of drama and of history. Nella is referring to the choices of Medea from the Greek play titled Medea by Euripides. It was first performed in the year 431 BC. This is not the other Medea who debuted in 1999. Medea from the Greek play, after denouncing her crown as princess for the love of her life and husband, he abandons her to marry another princess. Tragically in love and jilted, Medea murders her rival and murders her own children by her husband to punish him. Needless to say, she punished herself as well and sacrificed both her mental and physical freedom. We give Nella 4.5 stars for ancient tragedy drama. And finally, our last quote to rate comes from another ancient Greek, the philosopher Aristotle, and it reads, "Through discipline comes freedom." I'm going to tell you all right now, this quote gets 5 stars. Also, this quote sets up the premise and title of our episode, Freedom. Aristotle asserts that by training, we gain control over our own minds and bodies, thus obtaining the freedom to be our best selves. We become what we practice. Another comment section question, if you had the freedom to practice anything you want, anything at all, what would it be? Be safe here. Don't answer this question in the comments if you live where what you truly desire is considered illegal. In total, we ended up with 3 5-star quotes, 1 4.5 star quote, 2 4-star quotes, and 1 3.5 star quote. Those were all great and enlightening quotes. If you have a quote about freedom you'd like to share and possibly hear in a future segment, email us at MsNinaDavis@gmail.com. That's M3Zs for the Trinity, NinaDavis@gmail.com. Or connect via our website at www.dyuhww.org. Or pop it in the comment section if you want as well.
Miss Nina, you didn't tell us why the Aristotle's quote is the premise for our episode. You just don't leave us hanging like that.
My apologies, mes petits amis. Aristotle's quote sets up our episode because our interpretation is that freedom equals free dominion.
Spread love. It's eternal, and so are you.
Do you understand how words work? We separate the word freedom into freedom for this reason, to emphasize freedom from a standpoint of free dominion over ourselves, mind, body, and soul. When we define dominion as sovereignty or control of, we can understand how if we are undisciplined, no amount of freedom will free us. We will be slaves to the habits of our undisciplined lifestyles. We will get into this more later this segment, but for now, think about the fact that God gave man dominion over the earth and everything in it. Genesis 1:26-28. If God gives us the ability to rule over the fish, birds, livestock, wild animals, and all creatures on the earth, doesn't that same ability to train and discipline apply to ourselves? Like, how are we going to be all out of control expecting the animals to act right? Think about it. Hashtag rules, boundaries, and limitations. Shout out to Caesar Milan. Many times, the lack of self-control and discipline leads to the loss of being able to make decisions for ourselves due to some type of institutionalization or mental decline and decay from abuse and or lack of using our mind. One way to visualize freedom is to imagine it as the ability to make the best decisions possible all the time in all circumstances and situations. When we think about it that way, it almost makes freedom sound like a superpower. However, in reality, our access to some freedoms and the level of those freedoms we can obtain may depend on factors outside of our control or dominion and influence. We are going to look at such situations now by reviewing some data we found on world freedom. These statistics look at several factors to score political rights, civil liberties, press freedom, and economic freedom in all the countries around our world. We are not going to speak on each individual country. There are over 190 of them. However, you all know by now data is my jam. So let's jump right in and get a better understanding of how freedom works in the world. Get a world map or an app with a world map so you can all follow along and try and find these countries as we talk about them, because that's how we make this fun and interactive. Don't be afraid to have fun and learn at the same time.
We got our app.
Great. This information is as of 2025 and comes from several non-governmental organizations who track, through measurable indices, the level of freedoms humans actually experience given their environment. Please keep in mind the data is always changing, and in some places, the data is not available. We are representing the information we believe to be the most accurate at the time of this recording. If you find or have more accurate information, please share it with us. Kicking it off with political freedom, because why not? There are so many different political systems and ideologies. Most of us are subjected to whatever the politics are of the group with the most money, power, and influence in whatever country we were born in or taken to. Even in so-called democracies, it's rare to see politicians pushing for the will of the people they claim to represent and govern. The people that in most cases elected them into political office get very little consideration until election time. In America, we say the Constitution is for the people and by the people. Nothing could be further from the truth. Think I'm joking? What people wrote the Constitution? Who were they? Who had a say? Only a few of the people were even in the room. Y'all seen Hamilton. I'm just saying. And if one brings up changing the Constitution to be more appropriate for current and future societies, you may get run out of this country if you're lucky. Okay, so as far as political freedom goes around the world, though, the U.S. is not a bad political system to live under at the moment, depending on who you are and where you are originally from. However, we are going to learn that America is not the freest country in the world. It may be the loudest about freedom, but as far as freedoms go and access to them in some other countries, it may be easier to obtain and experience them. Again, possibly depending on who you are and where you are originally from.
What are the numbers, Liz? Nina, you promised better!
Okay, I'm getting to that, choir. For starters, there are around 105 countries on our planet that have electoral democracies, meaning the citizens vote for their leaders in some capacity. There are about 88 to 90 countries without electoral democracies, which means they do not get to vote for their leaders at all. Not even to vote for the same guy over and over. Because even though a country may have an election process, it doesn't mean the elections held are fair or free. We know this because even though around 105 countries have some form of elections, there are only about 84 to 86 countries in our data that are considered free by the measured indices. Some nations experience partial political freedom, but this may also depend on who you are, who you know, or whom you worship. To further detail the political freedom scale, some of the data indices score a country's level of democracy in four categories. They are full democracy, flawed democracy, hybrid regime, and authoritarian, which is no democracy. By these categories, about 25 countries have full democracies. That includes places like Finland and Norway, Sweden and Denmark, Canada, Switzerland, Japan, and even Germany, the United Kingdom, Spain, Greece, Taiwan, and others, but not the United States of America. I'll say that again. The United States of America is not governed by a full democracy political system. Surprised? Don't be. At best, the U.S. has a democratic republic, which is a type of democracy, but not full democracy. Full democracy is one vote, one person. In the United States, there's this mechanism of control called the Electoral College that prevents U.S. citizens from experiencing full democracy.
When one considers that the Electoral College is an institution rooted in slavery that was designed during the era of slavery to guarantee to slaveholders and to states with a small white population and a large slave population the kind of federal leverage they wanted.
The U.S. falls into the flawed democracy category, with about 45 other nations, including Belgium, Chile, France, and Italy, Panama, Trinidad and Tobago, South Korea, Jamaica, South Africa, and Ghana, Israel, we see that happening right now in real time, Brazil, the Dominican Republic, India, Singapore, Thailand, and more. Now, don't mistake that because all of these places have a flawed democracy that things or conditions are the same in all of these places. Remember, political freedom is just one type of freedom that impacts living conditions for human beings. Living in the U.S. is a very different experience from living in Thailand. The next category is hybrid regime, and it can cover several scenarios. A country can be in the middle of a war or in the process of transitioning governance types. For instance, changing from democratic republic to authoritarian leadership due to recent elections. It could also be a mix of governing styles like socialism and authoritarian. Search the internet for types of political systems to learn more. By our numbers, we have about 36 countries and/or territories that fall into the hybrid regime category. They include Romania, Senegal, Peru, Malawi, Ecuador, Liberia, Mexico, Madagascar, Georgia, the country, not the U.S. southern state, the country of Benin, Zambia, Kenya, Ukraine, where war is currently happening to change the political structure, Guatemala, Nigeria, Hong Kong, Uganda, Morocco, Turkey, El Salvador, and more. There are wars and conflicts in most of the nations in this group. Please pray for the citizens enduring through the pain. This brings us to the authoritarian governance category, where about 60 countries govern from, and they include Comoros, a star to the ones who can find that on the map, Mozambique, Lebanon, Pakistan, Kuwait, Zimbabwe, Haiti, Kazakhstan, Rwanda, Vietnam, Ethiopia, United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Chad, Russia, Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, China, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, North Korea, Sudan, Palestine, and more. Remember, authoritarian-style political structures can look different in different countries. Life in Haiti is much different than life in Russia or Cuba. There were about 30 places where this data was not collected for various reasons. They include Gaza, Crimea, the West Bank, Barbados, the Bahamas, Belize, Monaco, Antigua and Barbuda, Solomon Islands, Somalia and Somaliland, and South Sudan. Well, that's a lot of data to comprehend. Let's take a dance break and free your mind with In Vogue. Life is an eternal journey. Earth is just one destination. Do you understand how words work? Now, that song really stresses how stereotypes can keep our minds in bondage. On the other hand, if we insist on being a stereotype, we shouldn't be mad if people treat us accordingly. So, free your mind of that stuff. Better yet, allow the Holy Spirit to renew your mind daily and the issues will take care of themselves. Romans 12:2 teaches us to not be conformed to how the world works, but that we should be transformed by focusing our thoughts on the things of God. Philippians 4:8. All right, we have just two more freedom indicators to discuss that determine the amount of freedom one might experience living in a certain place. Let's dive into press freedom next. In this area, there are five categories to determine the level of foreign press freedom in a particular nation, meaning the level of access to certain conditions and areas in a place may be restricted to outside reporters and media. Sadly, only seven countries in our whole world scored high enough to be considered to have good press relations and openness with foreign reporters. They are Finland, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Ireland, Netherlands, and Estonia. There are 35 countries that have satisfactory relations with foreign press, and they include Switzerland, Portugal, Belgium, Germany, the United Kingdom, Costa Rica, France, Lithuania, South Africa, Jamaica, Namibia, Fiji, Armenia, and more. The next category for press freedom is called problematic. This means it's not easy to get objective information from these places. There are about 53 such nations, and they include Japan, Chile, Dominica, St. Lucia, Italy, Greece, the United States of America. Who knew we'd be in this category? Anyone? Also, South Korea, Ghana and Guyana, Botswana, Dominican Republic, Senegal, Nepal, Malaysia, Ivory Coast, Ukraine, Republic of Congo, Central African Republic, and more. After problematic is difficult press freedom, and 50 of the world's nations have difficult press freedom. These include places like Israel, Peru, Bolivia, Mexico, Philippines, Kenya, Nigeria, Kuwait, Chad, Haiti, Angola, and Somalia, to name a few of them. Lastly, the category of very serious, which means it's impossible to get most information from these places in any kind of verifiable way. These include India, Sri Lanka, Honduras, Hong Kong, Jordan, Cambodia, Russia, Egypt, Bahrain, Ethiopia, Iraq and Iran, Cuba, Myanmar, Sudan, North Korea, Palestine, China, and more. There are a total of about 41. Plus, there were about 22 places that did not or could not provide this data. There are many reasons to restrict press and information about a nation. However, doing so makes a nation less free. The final data index we are going to review is economic freedom. In which countries do we have the best economic freedom? Economic freedom includes the ability to prosper through different ways of earning money. Can you start your own business in this country? Do you have to pay bribes to open your own store or community center? Or is everything state-owned and controlled? Economic freedom also has five categories. There are free, mostly free, moderately free, mostly unfree, and repressed or no economic freedom. There are only 4 countries on our list that scored high enough to receive the free category status for economic freedom. Anyone want to take a guess at these 4? They are Ireland, Switzerland, Singapore, and Taiwan. Did anyone pick those 4? Me either. For mostly free, there are about 25 nations, and they include Finland and Norway, Sweden, Canada, Japan, Germany, Chile, South Korea, United Arab Emirates, and the U.S. There are about 58 nations that have moderately free economic systems, including Slovenia, Barbados, United Kingdom, Spain, France, Italy, the Bahamas, Jamaica, Bulgaria, Botswana, Israel, Dominican Republic, Peru, Philippines, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Vietnam, and others. For mostly unfree financial and economic freedom, 60 countries say, do not bring your entrepreneurial dreams here. They include Kiribati, extra credit for finding that one on the map, Argentina, South Africa, Brazil, India, Bangladesh, Kenya, Togo, Kuwait, Angola, Egypt, Uzbekistan, Russia, and more. According to our data, there are about 29 countries that have repressed economic freedom. There is no chance of going to these places and getting rich. These include Bolivia, Liberia, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Iran, Cuba, China, North Korea, Sudan, and others. There are 18 nations that we did not have any data for in this area, including Libya, Syria, South Sudan, the West Bank, Gaza, Crimea, and Tibet. All of these numbers are simply to illustrate that freedom depends on many factors. There are various levels of freedom, and most of us only have so much control over the amount and types of freedom outside of ourselves we can actually obtain and experience. If you are planning to move to a new country, do your homework and check what types of freedoms and liberties you can expect there. The grass is not always greener. I am full of cliches today. Y'all have been great today. Thanks for enduring my nerd dive into the data. Sorry, not sorry. Y'all know how I feel about this data. I hope you've been inspired to go research some of this information for yourselves. There's nothing like learning something new for yourself. So, as a reward for all the hard work and focus y'all have brought to this episode, let's allow our minds a moment to soak up all that data while we listen to Freedom by Lecrae.
For God so loved the world that he gave them
Ms. Nina Davis so she could ask,
do you understand how words work? The most important line in that whole song is, freedom isn't free. It costs a lot in some cases, but it's also worth a lot in all cases. To wrap up our data dive, let's look at how certain freedoms, or lack thereof, impact other freedoms. A particular country or nation can have various levels of any particular freedom as well. These combined factors equal the overall world freedom score. The factors in our data are political, press, and economic freedom. With these 3 indices, the level of freedom experienced by citizens can vary greatly. For instance, Finland is the only country that received a perfect score of 100 across all indices, meaning, in theory, the citizens of Finland should feel maximum freedom in their daily lives. This may not be the experience for immigrants to Finland or people that break the law in Finland. The freedoms in most places are tied to abiding by the laws of that place as well. The majority of the countries considered free fall within an overall score of 75 and 99, though a few fall outside of those parameters. So, the lower the overall number, the lower the level of freedom experienced overall in those particular countries. While Canada has a score of 97 overall, the U.S. comes in at 84. Additionally, South Africa has an overall score of 81, but has a mostly unfree economic situation. Israel earned a 73 overall score due to a moderately free economic situation, difficult press freedom, and a flawed democracy. In the lower scores, the Dominican Republic earned a 68 for overall world freedom. The DR has a moderately free economic situation, but a problematic press situation and a flawed democracy. El Salvador scored 47 with a mostly unfree economic situation, a difficult press situation, and a hybrid regime democracy. Guatemala and Nigeria have similar scores. Near the bottom of world freedom scores, we have several countries and territories where the citizens experience very little, if any, personal freedoms outside of themselves. Places like Uganda, Pakistan, Kuwait, Haiti, Vietnam, Egypt, Venezuela, Russia, Iraq, and Iran scored from 11 points to just 34 points, with various repressed, very serious, and authoritarian situations prevailing. At the very bottom of the scores are places like China and Saudi Arabia with scores of 9 both. North Korea managed 3 points, Gaza and Sudan secured 2 points, and South Sudan only 1 point for freedom. Life is not free in these places, and we are praying the citizens of these difficult nations find freedom in ways that bring them peace and strength to endure. And that brings us to the end of part one of our Freedom episode 4. Do you understand how words work? We have covered definitions, types and levels of freedom. We've reviewed a plethora of data and what freedom looks like around the world based on some common and popular indices like political, press, and economic freedoms. We also rated several quotes about freedom. Y'all did the work today. Ms. Nina hopes y'all took notes and that you will think about and maybe even start a conversation with your family and friends about freedom. Share the link to our website and podcast so that others can join the conversation. Coming up in part two of Freedom, we are planning to look at what the Bible says about freedom and liberty, or what we like to call spiritually speaking. Word Up makes a return, and we might even round up a special guest to join the conversation. Stay tuned. So, if it's God's will, Ms. Nina Davis we'll be back with more Do You Understand How Words Work? Soon and very soon. Until then, practice love, give grace, and stay funky. Shalom. Please visit our website at www.dyuhww.org. Follow DYUHWW on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. And now check out Do You Understand How Words Work podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, and many more streaming platforms.